Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rolling with the Chaplain, a show about mental health, love, encouragement, and allowing God to work in your life. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Rolling with the Chaplain. This is Sabrina, and I'm your host for tonight. I thank you guys for taking the time and listening to my show, and I really appreciate it. So wherever you're listening from, may you know that you're loved, you're wanted, you're appreciated, you're more than enough, and God loves you. Today, we're going to talk about mental health and clinical depression. I'm not talking, you know, from a person who doesn't know. I struggle with this, and I'm still taking medicine for it, and I've learned that God created doctors and people who make medicine, so it's been a really good journey for me when I got on medicine. Depression is more than just sadness. People with depression may experience a lack of interest and pleasure in daily activities, significant weight loss or gain, insomnia or excessive sleeping. Can you guys relate to any of that? Lack of energy, inability to concentrate, feelings of worthlessness or excessive guilt, and recurrent thoughts of death or suicide. Depression is real. It's not a joke. It's not something that people make up to get attention. Some people can be depressed and use, which we'll talk about later. They can seek support from friends or exercise, but then some people can't, and they do need to get extra help, whether it's counseling or maybe it's medication or both. The depression is the most common mental disorder. Fortunately, depression is treatable. A combination of therapy and antidepressant medication can help ensure recovery. I know that a lot of us are going through a lot, especially with COVID. It seems like everything relates to COVID, maybe a loss of a job, maybe a divorce, maybe being overwhelmed with your kids being home, or maybe you've been through sexual abuse and you're holding in a lot of feelings. But God is near you. He is here and he cares. Psalm 9:9 says, "The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble." Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. It is a hard road to walk. And, you know, sometimes we don't know what to do. But today we're going to talk about what can you do to help with your depression and why it's important to know that you're not alone and that sometimes talking to friends may not be that helpful. So we're going to talk about some of those things today. And don't be ashamed to admit that you struggle or you have struggles with that, because we all do. So what can you do for your depression? Two things. You can seek the right kind of social support. Social isolation increases the risk of depression, but it turns out that spending too much time discussing problems with friends can actually increase depression as well. That's interesting. Let's talk about that more. Seeking the right kind of support. And this is research, and this is from American Psychological Association. And this research was done by Rose, has found that friendships can overly focus on discussing problems and may actually increase depression and the other problems in girls. Rose and her colleagues studied 813 elementary and middle school boys for 6 months. The research examined that they call co-rumination, the tendency to spend much time talking over problems and dwelling on negative feelings. And sometimes, especially with depression, going more into negative feelings is not a help at all. And like the article says, it can make you more depressed. I know when I get depressed, I have to really take a step back, take a deep breath, and remind myself that how is the negative feelings going to help me and what can I replace those with. They found that co-rumination made girls feel closer to their friends. However, they also found out that co-rumination increased depression and anxiety. That can lead to more co-rumination. Girls may be discussing some problems the way to give and seek support, says Rose. Instead, the conversations seem to make them more depressed. Those feelings of depression and anxiety then led to more co-rumination. For boys, co-rumination improved the quality of their friendship, but had no impact on depression or anxiety levels. That's an interesting thing. At first, friends may respond sympathetically. After a while, they tend to get frustrated or mad and pull away. Of course, that gives the ruminators something more to be depressed about. And here's some tips that says so you don't get into rumination. Distract yourself with meditation or prayer. And I'm going to read you a couple of more Bible verses that I found that can be very helpful with depression. Reading meditation or prayers really. And maybe you don't read the Bible, but there's different materials out there that you can use to support yourself and anybody else that you know is struggling. Psalm 30, for his anger lasts only a minute, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Psalm 35. 30:11, you turn my wailing into dancing, you remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy. And I love this one because we do cry out to God and to a higher power, and we need God because God made us to not be alone. Psalm 34:17-18, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Did you hear that? He's close to the brokenhearted. He's not far away. He's right there. He's standing beside you to the right or left, and he's standing in the front and back of you, and he's holding you, and he's there for you. All you have to do is just say, God, come to me. Help me out. I know that seems easier said than done, but I've been there, and I've done those things, and it does work. Take small steps to begin to solve your problems. And that could be, you know, calling 211 in your state and asking for referrals to counseling or other resources. Because depression can lead to suicide, and that's where we don't want to get. Because it is dark with depression, but it's also hope, and you can get better. Reappraise negative thoughts about events or other people's expectations. Sometimes we put expectations on ourselves that are hard to achieve, and sometimes you just have to give yourself grace and mercy. Let go of unattainable goals. Sometimes it has to do with being an overachiever. There's nothing wrong with achieving, but let's be realistic. Develop multi-sources of self-esteem, and that could mean that you're going to church, you're spending time with positive friends, I love going to the movies sometimes when I'm down and a little depressed because it helps me laugh or change my attitude because I'm seeing a movie, and plus I get to get popcorn and soda and candy. So just getting out of your environment can help. Also putting cards on your mirror telling yourself with Bible verses, or I'm okay, it's okay not to be okay, I'm okay, God loves me, I have friends, I'm beautiful, I'm wonderful, I can do things that I set my mind to, and so on. Also do mindfulness. Mindfulness is looking at a situation and looking for what you can do equally positive to help you relax at that moment. I like that. And I love American Psychological Association. It has a lot of good articles. So the second thing they talk about is exercise helps keep your psyche fit. And I do agree with that because the more times I exercise, I need to get myself up and exercise more. But the more times I exercise, the better that it makes my mind and makes your endorphins. Because you have endorphins and serotonin. Serotonin is in your brain, and it levels out your mind and in your body. Exercise is an effective, cost-effective treatment for depression and may help the treatment of other mental disorders. You know, the exercise is good for the body. My son has some mental health issues that he struggles with, but he has really turned his life around by changing eating. He's totally a vegan. He goes to the gym 3 times a week. He gets sleep. He hangs around positive people. He's learning to express his feelings. Exercise is good for the body. Among other facts, exercise decreases the risk of coronary heart disease and stroke and related factors, decreases the risk of various cancers, it lowers your blood pressure, improves your metabolism, reduces problems related to diabetes, assists in the maintenance of bone density, and improves your immune system. There alone is great reasons to exercise. But did you know that exercise is also good for the head? The most common treatments for depression, for example, are psychotherapy or medication. Psychologists have found that exercise is the third successful alternative. In 1990, meta-analysis, a research team that included Penny McClue reached the following conclusions. Exercise was a beneficial antidepressant, both immediately and long-term. Although exercise decreased depression among all populations studied, it was most effective in decreasing depression for those physically or psychologically unhealthy at the start of the exercise program. Although exercise significantly decreased among depression across all age categories, the older people, where it ranges from 11 to 55, the greater decrease in depression with exercise. Exercise was equally effective antidepressant for both genders. Walking and jogging were the frequent forms of exercise that have been researched. The greater length of exercise program and the larger total number of exercise sessions decrease in depression with exercise. The most powerful antidepressant ever occurred with a combination of exercise and psychotherapy. So see there, it's saying a combination of both, because some people do need. There are people who can just do it by exercise and they can lift themselves out of depression. There are people who may need both. They may need exercise and psychotherapy. And then there may be a third category where they need exercise, psychotherapy, and antidepressant medicine. It's nothing wrong with taking medication. What's wrong with not taking medication is how much you're going to put on your body to struggle, in your mind to struggle, and to not get help. It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to seek help. Maybe you're from a place where people, especially in African American settings, that people don't want to talk about depression or anything, or, oh, that's just, they're just going through something. Yeah, you're going through something. You're depressed. You have so many things that are going on. There's no one form of exercise guaranteed to lift depression. For many people, it could be walking or running. But the value is others feel emotionally as well as physically strengthening. So don't put yourself down. Get yourself grace. Maybe you're just hearing this and you're like, wow. That's me. It's okay. Reach out. And here's some more Bible verses. I really like reading my Bible or reading on the Bible app verses that when I'm down that can help. You can look up the word encouragement. You can look up depression, and it'll bring up those verses. Psalm 40, verse 2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and myrrh. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Psalm 143, 7 through 9. Answer me quickly. Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down in the pit. Let the morning bring me a word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I trust my life. Rescue me from my enemies. Lord, for I hide myself in you. I know some people think that they don't need God, or some people don't need higher powers. But I can tell you, when you're just totally depending on you, I just want to know how that's working for you. Send me an email, something to tell me how that works for you, because we were made to give ourselves to God and to a higher power. We were not made to be our own gods or anything else. I know a lot of people may think that, but we weren't. Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not go weary. They will walk and not be faint. And before we go to a song, I want to remind you guys of FAMHS. It's a hotline. The number is 1-800-622-HELP. 1-800-622-HELP. FAMHS National Hotline is a national hotline known as the Treatment Referral Routing Service, but it's a 24-hour-a-day, 365-day-a-year information service in English and Spanish for individuals and family members facing mental health and or substance use disorders. The service provides referrals to local treatment facilities, support groups, and community-based organizations. Callers can also order free publications and other information. Just remember, it's okay to ask for help. You're not alone. It is better to do self-care and take care of yourself. Asking for help, try not asking for help. And I know that some of us, we don't want to ask for help because we've been, maybe people have let us down, but you have to not let yourself down. You have to take care of your health. And today we're talking about depression and why it's important to take care of yourself, why it's important to get help if you need it, because there are three ways you could to treat depression. These are just general that I've sort of kind of combined down. There's one of you admit that you have depression or you might be feeling down, and you can use meditation, changing your eating, and go on. Or there's a second one where you admit that you're down, you take care of yourself, but you also you go for psychotherapy, which could be counseling for maybe 6 or 7 sessions to see what's going on, how to better manage your life, because sometimes we can get overwhelmed, and that's when depression can set in. And then the third way is where you seek help, you have counseling, you have medication, and you are doing exercise. And I can't emphasize the importance of exercise. I'm still working on that one, and I'm not perfect. But we're going to go to a song, and I hope that you're getting something out of today's word.
I'm gonna get there.
In the Bible, it says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. 5:7. It may seem like things are not going your way, that the depression can be overwhelming, that nobody's there for you, but that's not true. God is there for you. Call 211 in your state and ask for referrals to counseling or other services. Call SAMHSA at 1-800-622-HELP for referrals. Just know you're not alone. It's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to not be okay. Mental health is real, and nobody's perfect, but you can get through this, just as I have and just as many other people have. Don't give up. Feel like you have to stop living, because you don't. May you have a blessed day, a blessed night, and may you share this with somebody else who needs this. Thank you.